Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and in this weekly segment, we speak to BBC journalists about the big international stories they're tracking in the week ahead. And today we welcome back senior journalist and presenter Rich Preston. Rich, welcome back to Primetime.
Good to be with you, Rachel.
Always wonderful to have you with us, Rich. Hope you're keeping well.
Yes, very well. Thank you. Hope you are too.
I am. Thanks, Rich. So let's start off across in the US, Rich, because tomorrow elections in New York City as voters go to the polls to choose their next mayor. How are things looking at the moment?
Yeah, this is a big deal. The mayor of New York City is a significant job. It's often called the second hardest job in America. We've seen people like Michael Bloomberg, Rudy Giuliani do this job before. The mayor of New York City looks after a population of around 8.5 million people with a budget of $85 million. And they're responsible for things like the public libraries, the museums, the usual trash collection, public schools, but also the NYPD and the transit system.
So talk us through who's in the running then, Rich.
Well, there are 13 Democrats and 2 Republicans. These are primaries, so it's not a done deal tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Voters are actually going to be picking 5 candidates, ranking them in order of preference. The leading contenders are Andrew Yang. Now, you may remember him from his 2020 Democratic presidential run. Eric Adams is another name to watch out for, Rachel. He's a former New York police officer, so he's focusing on public safety. And Catherine Garcia, who's been working in New York's government for years and said that experience is essential to bring New York back to pre-pandemic normals.
And in other big international headlines, Rich, big tech and Europe face off in court again this week. This time it's over issues around liability for content uploaded on Google's platforms. What's happening?
Yeah, this is taking place in Luxembourg. That's where the European Court of Justice is based. It's due to rule on whether Google and other social media platforms are ultimately responsible for the content uploaded on their platform, in particular over things like copyright. Now, that's an argument that goes back years and years, obviously. But also it's about illegal content or abusive and hateful content. Now, the platforms say that when they're told about illegal content, they take it down. But many say that they act too slowly. And, for example, in the case of music tracks, they say that the tracks will be taken down and then they'll appear again the next day. So ultimately, the ECJ is determining whether the platform bears responsibility or whether the user does.
OK, Rich, but let's rewind a little bit and maybe you can tell us what's prompted this now and what could the repercussions be?
Well, as mentioned, the debate over responsibility for copyright goes back years and years to the likes of Napster from the early 2000s. But social media is growing, the number of users it has is growing, the role it plays in our lives is growing, and there are regular tussles between these companies and the copyright owners. And there have been some specific incidents which have brought the debate into sharp focus, especially when it comes to illegal content. So, for example, you may remember the Christchurch mosque attacks in New Zealand. The attacker live streamed that on Facebook, and videos of the attack stayed on the platform for several days afterwards. So there's been growing calls by regulators and civil rights groups for these platforms to bear more responsibility. So the decision tomorrow by the European Court of Justice will have a big impact on how much policing these platforms do of content in the future.
We're speaking with Rich Preston, senior journalist and presenter at the BBC. Now, Rich, on Friday, an experiment in Ibiza, one of the world's top clubbing destinations, to see if the industry can be safely started up again. What's happening?
Yeah, clubbing hugely important to Ibiza's economy. The dance floors have been empty since October 2019. The clubs were banned from opening for obvious reasons. So lots of people very excited about what's happening on Friday. There's one club being used. 2,000 people will be allowed in. That's only 50% of the venue's capacity. Of those, only 500 are going to be on the dance floor at any one time, and face masks are mandatory. And if you're not on the dance floor, drinking is confined to designated areas. The club will then close at midnight in line with the island's current curfew. Many are going to be grateful for this. It really is a test to see if clubbing can be carried out safely. All ticket holders need to have proof that they've had either one dose of a COVID vaccine or a negative coronavirus test, Rachel.
So what are some of the success metrics then? How will they know if it's been successful post Friday? What are they going to be looking at?
Well, they're going to be looking at whether infections have risen on the island in general. They're going to be looking at whether anyone's tested positive from the nightclub. Of course, that includes staff as well. There's going to have to be bar staff and door staff working there. So people are going to be undergoing tests for several days afterwards. And authorities are hoping that it will be a flat line, zero infections after this experiment.
Well, finally, Rich, on the topic of COVID-19, perhaps you can give us a quick overview of what else we should be watching out for in the world of coronavirus in the days ahead.
Well, in the world of vaccines, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the government will give free shots to anyone above the age of 18 from today. Of course, that's essential in tackling the Delta variant. Various countries easing restrictions, of course, Singapore, where you're dining in, finally. I'm sure you'd be very grateful for that. Canada's government will be revealing its plans to lift restrictions at the US border. Face masks will no longer be mandatory in Spain as of this weekend. And the Netherlands is easing its COVID restrictions also. In the less positive news, we're watching how Portugal's government is going to tackle rising infection rates around the capital, Lisbon. And sadly, Rachel, we're expecting Colombia to reach the grim milestone of 100,000 COVID deaths sometime this week.
I see. Well, Rich, thank you so much for sharing all of those updates with us today.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Rich Preston, senior journalist and presenter at the BBC. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.